Freddie Maverick, you see that?
He's the water boy.
The water boy. Got you. Matt, it's great to have you guys here. And I know it's been like, it's always tough when it comes to after the regular season, June 6th hits. We take a deep breath and man, the season just started for you guys in that aspect. How's it been? And, you know, how's the parents buy in when you're giving up almost your whole summer for baseball? Have they had a good time?
They've had a great time.
No, hold on. Here we go. Go ahead.
Yeah. They've had a great time, and it's really good to be here this morning. These boys have really worked hard. We're going 5 to 6 days a week, over 3 hours a day. And, John, they have one complaint, and you know what that is?
What's that?
That's that the practices are too short.
No, so they no. Really
put in a lot of work and effort and wow. energy, blood, sweat, and tears to right. get where they're at right now.
Yeah, it's no river time. They really don't have river time. No river time for these guys. No trips to Disneyland. We're not just right in the now. Grind.
We've had one beach practice where they've got kind of a break and played a little wiffle ball and ran around on the sand. But other than that, we've been dedicated 5 to 6 days a week.
Well, not just talking about the kids, but a shout out to your coaching staff.
Yeah.
All volunteer coaching staffs that have put in numerous hours, not only with the kids, but on the field at Peterson Park. You guys have it looking great out there. What's give a shout out to your assistant coaches.
Yeah, that's Josh Lopez and Brad Sharp. Couldn't do it without them. Brad's put in countless hours mowing the field, chalking it, watering it, raking it, turning it over, and just it's really looking dialed in.
Well, you know, I started looking down the roster because, you know, I start watching come All-Star time because I usually don't watch a lot of the regular season. And I saw you guys up there in that state tournament and the name that jumped out to me, I didn't realize who was and put timber numbers together was Alex, you know, Alex Gonzalez in pitching. And I was like, whoa, he's throwing a great game. And I said, that was at the first time I was like, man, they're pretty deep when it comes to their pitching staff. And he pitched a great game. Alex, you joined the show today. Alex, what's it like to be on the junior All-Star team? Yeah, you guys have fun?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We like to be serious with the game along with having fun with it. We don't want to be too tense while we're on the field.
Now, prepping up for the game, like the game you pitched the game in the state game, did you know that you were going to be in that rotation in that game, or were you like let know that morning?
I got let know like an hour to 45 minutes before the game, and I just started like mentally prepping.
Yeah, so you got to be ready then.
Yeah.
So you play outfield also?
Yeah.
I feel one of the most important when it comes to All-Star games is the outfield, because if you make plays in the outfield, then you can stop a lot of big innings and the opportunity to be able to do things like that. So you must have a pretty good arm if you're playing outfield and pitching. Better than Mavericks.
Okay.
Better than Mavericks, right? Good. Yeah. Oh, come on. You can get them. Hey, also, how long have you been playing with these guys?
Probably since like T-ball.
Wow. Really young. So it's a lot of fun to keep playing. You guys are going to keep playing in the, through seniors and everything and high school, right? You guys all going to high school next year? Fantastic. Okay. All right. Next up is going to be Mavericks, Michael Mavericks. Michael, you're kind of a utility player, as in you play the corners, first and third and pitch. You got a chance to throw a couple outs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a struggle at times, but you're part of the rotation. It's nice to have at least five pitchers. What's it like with the camaraderie when it comes to all the pitching?
I mean, it's great just being able to turn to like pretty much anyone. You could be like, all right, you're going in, and have confidence in the player that they're throwing right now.
Playing the corners like you do, you got to be quick, got to understand the game. What is it like with, you know, when it comes to regular season, you got like three or four guys on the team that kind of know where to go.
Yeah.
Is it pretty cool to get to the player, to the All-Star team? Everybody's clicking on the same page. And how important is it that you guys are all on the same page?
Yeah, it's really important. And we're definitely starting to click. Like, it's just great having confidence in everyone in every position, like knowing that they're going to make a play for you.
So you guys head to Bend, Oregon. Have you ever been there?
I was part of the team that got to go there last year.
Oh, fantastic. So you've been there before. It's a little bit warmer there. It's going to be a little warmer. So what do you guys expect when it comes to regional play?
We're expecting a lot of competition, but it's nothing that we can't handle. So we just got to stay confident and have faith in our players. And
I got to point out, it's fantastic. You guys got a game changer. Yeah, anybody in the community that has a game changer app, get on there, see if you can get on and watch some of the games. But it was fun to watch you on the base pass try to bug at the pitchers the whole time, which was fantastic. It was a lot of fun to watch.
I love base running.
You like base running?
Yeah.
As long as you get on.
As long as
I get on. I did see Mavericks when you were 5-for-7 with 2 RBIs and 6 runs. That's as of game changer.
Yeah.
Which was one of the top hitters along with Crespo. And then we had, we'll pick up Jackson after the break, but he was 4-6 too. So we're going to take a quick break in the action. When we come back, we got 2 more players we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about fundraisers also. So we'll be right back.
Thank you, Matt.
Life changes fast, and so have the rules for the Del Norte County Child Support Office. New laws, new approach, and the best deal. Did you know that new California law specifies if you're behind on your child support, your license will not be suspended if your income is 70% or less of the median county income where you live? A mass release of driver's license suspensions has been sent out due to changes in California state law. Call Del Norte Child Support Services for more information at 866-901-3212.
Welcome back. I guess we're going to call it the Blue and Gold Show. I think we're good with that, huh, Mike?
It's just special.
It's a special Blue and Gold Show. That's right. We're here with the junior All-Stars baseball team for Del Norte Little League, and they're heading to regional play where they will take on teams like Idaho, Hawaii, and Wyoming, and all those other states. So we'll be representing Oregon up in Bend, Oregon, and with us today is head coach Matt Shrewsbury. Matt, the regional play, is this one of the first regional tournaments you've coached?
Actually, it's about the third.
Third?
It's always new and exciting, and this is a good group of boys that have experience from last year, and we're real excited to get there again.
Absolutely. And so we were talking a little bit about how much money it takes or how much time and effort it takes to put into these kind of tournaments and to push All-Stars into almost August now. So we got some fundraisers coming up. What do you got?
Yeah, that's correct. This Saturday, tomorrow at Safeway, we'll be there selling baked goods, having a bake sale from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. If you can come on by and show the boys some support, that would be great.
Now, I've noticed that, you know, there's shifts. So get there at 9 or get there at noon because they'll re-up all those goodies.
That's right. We got plenty of baked goods. Oh, yes. Moms and probably some of the dads have been working hard in the kitchen, baking, and to provide the
community. Yeah, I'm sure Josh is out there pushing out. Yeah, I'm sure he's
out there. Well, the coaches are busy on the field prepping the team. But
hey, home run treats, they said. Home run treats on the flyer. So, and your other one is you can go to your the Del Norte Little League Facebook page, and if you can't make it down the bake, so you can still support the.
Yes. So we just got home from our state tournament in Klamath Falls, and we're just a week away when we got back. We're leaving Tuesday to Bend, so it's a quick turnaround. We haven't had a lot of time to fundraise. So if you're out there and you'd like to support us on GoFundMe, we have one set up. It's titled Fuel Our All-Stars Tournament Dreams. You can also find it on the Del Norte Facebook, Del Norte Little League Facebook page.
Yeah, we went ahead and shared that also. So also joining me in the studios today is going to be coach's son, Taylor Shrewsbury, and he is a shortstop and pitcher for the team. A versatile player when it comes to playing shortstop and pitcher. What's it like being on the All-Star team this year?
It's really fun. It's really fun having all the kids playing with you since T-ball. Mm-hmm. So we all know each other.
Now, I saw that you didn't get a start in one of the games. Or did you start the third game?
Yeah.
Started the third game, and then they threw a couple other pitchers in just to get them some reps when it comes to that. Do you feel like you've got enough game time in heading into the regionals? Or
yeah.
You're ready to throw one?
Yeah, we've been throwing a lot of bullpens in live. So
good. And so playing a shortstop, kind of the orchestrator of the infield / outfield, kind of the in charge of everything. Do you have a loud voice?
I hope so.
Mavericks? No? He's loud. Sometimes. You can get loud?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Fantastic. And anybody you want to give a shout out to at home?
My parents, my dad, my mom, my brothers.
They're all listening for sure.
Hopefully.
All right. Hey, Jackson Sharp is up next. Hi, Jackson.
Hi.
Told you we'd be here in this moment one time.
Yeah.
Hey, so 4-of-6 hitting, 3 RBIs, 5 runs. You pitch the complete game, and you catch also. What's it like to be on this All-Star team?
It's pretty cool. It's a really good experience. It's going to help with, like, high school and just everything like that. It's, like, a good path and a road to get us, like, successful.
Now, did all of you guys play last year in the regionals?
Yeah.
All of them? And same regional tournament, the juniors, right?
Right.
So you guys are all coming back as 14s. How many 14s moved up? Not very many, then.
I think four.
Wow. So that's pretty impressive. So you guys have been here before, Jackson. You've pitched in this one before?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you do last year, and what do you think you can take from last year that you can use this year?
I don't know. I guess don't be like too intimidated by the teams because they're not like as good as you would think.
Mm-hmm. You kind of went in last year like big eyes like that, but now you're a little more confident.
Be a little more confident, yeah.
Gotcha. And the team you guys open up with?
Arizona. I think we can beat them. I think we're a lot better than we were last year, and I think they're quite a bit worse than they were last year.
Well, there you go. Confidence. You got to love it, right? Hey, congratulations to all you guys, and it's been a fantastic run so far. We'll be following you guys in all the aspects. 9 a.m. tomorrow, make sure you follow all the Facebook pages because the majors play in the state tournament. They're not to regionals yet, but they're 9 a.m. tomorrow. They're playing North Bend. So I'll try to keep people updated on the Facebook page and keep them updated because they could go to regionals next, and we could be here again next weekend.
All right. North Bend's a tough team. They've got a great baseball program in North Bend.
Yeah, so now I don't believe that regionals for this division is on ESPN Plus.
Not
this but time. The next one is the 12th will in regionals.
Yeah, like so, ESPN Plus.
Yeah, we got to wait for the next round. Now, if the World Series comes, then they're all ESPN Plus. Yeah. Next stop's World Series. Yep. You guys understand that, right?
Jeez,
the World Series.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you guys to Taylor, Michigan. Hey, Mikey, you're going to have to pay for me to go to Taylor, Michigan. I'm going to be a reporter.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. And any last words, Jackson?
Go Warriors. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Great answer. Great answer.
But I do have a question for the for the guys.
Shoot it.
Baseball, Major League Baseball. Did you guys watch the All-Star game?
Not really.
Yeah. Nobody watches all.
Yeah. Did you watch it? What'd you think of that? That swing out.
I thought it was a quick way to. I thought it was a quick way to get the game decided, and I liked it. It added some new, perspective on it, and you had Kyle Schwarber come up clutch with three home runs.
Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh my word! That was a great game. And hey, what about Cal Raleigh? Huh?
Oh man.
That guy, because he's got a sweet swing, huh?
Sweet swing. His brother was catching him.
Wasn't that great to have a family? Yeah. His dad was pitching to him.
Good for him.
And
I don't watch baseball very much. That's our fault.
We're sorry. We apologize for your ignorance.
Well, I'm a Mets fan, so we don't watch till the fall.
Are they in the fall? Do they play in the fall?
Shut up, Mike.
Just being realistic about the whole thing. So, and speaking of which, he's got, Cal Raleigh's got 38. Right now, and he's on pace for 65.
Yeah, wild.
By the end of the season here. But he's got a sweet, big dumper, they call him, Yeah,
with gold glove defense, too.
Yeah. Well, he's got a great team around him. There's no doubt about that.
Is he on Seattle or who's Seattle out?
He's a Mariner.
Is he?
He's the catcher, right?
Yes.
And he knows what he's doing, right?
I should have known you didn't have anybody else to talk about. The Mariner.
Oh, like the Giants?
You got Giants tickets.
That way, that's one thing we're doing right here.
Giants and Dodger tickets.
We got Ticket Stop Thursday Summer Fun. We're giving away Giants and Dodgers tickets. And
I've never got any of those.
Have you guys ever been to the park at all, the Giants park?
Yeah. A couple of us. I have not.
I have
I'm either. An Angel fan, so we're a little bit further south.
The pain. I feel the pain.
Yes. We're harmless usually every year, but...
We're harmless.
We're there. We're kind of hanging out.
That's good.
So,
kind of like the
Trout's
Seahawks.
Trout's the only thing that's been a positive thing for these guys. And
it's been a long few years since we've been to the playoffs, but we're still fighting.
You'll get there.
At least they have Disneyland. Yes,
do you know something? You're right. It's the magical place. All right. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for being here. As always, great to have you here.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Hey, playoff baseball, you got to love it.
Oh, yeah.
I would just like to thank our community for supporting us and your continued support. It's a huge honor to represent Del Norte going up to Bend this next week.
It is crazy how much this community rallies behind everything that we do. Yeah. And it's really cool to be able to get behind them. And let's everybody get out to the bake sale tomorrow and sell them out all their treats.
I agree 100%. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to add for the football season coming up?
Football season's coming up. I'm excited. It should be a pretty good squad. So back to kind of the run first kind of offense, which I'm pretty excited about. And it should be a pretty competitive league. We're playing everybody twice this year. So we open up at home on the 29th against Tupelo, and then we go on the road for four games. So
on the road.
On the road. Well, we got one trip to Oakland.
It'll be a rough month.
It'll be a long month.
Yeah.
Me and Prince will be on the road.
Yeah.
Get our new Michelins.
That's right. I want to be in the back seat for the conversation with you two.
On the road trip. On the way there back.
I don't know.
There's much more pleasant than on the way back.
Well, that's going to be exciting this season, of course, as always, with Coach. He's Coach Fon.
Coach DeFazio, yes.
And he's going to be there again for the kids.
He'll be at
now,
the helm.
Isn't it summertime right now where the kids are getting situated and ready to go for practice already for summer practice?
Absolutely. The spring summer practices have already started. They'll put pads on the first week of August.
Right.
They'll hit for a couple weeks before they play.
Right. Will they have a practice game?
The scrimmage will be either probably the week before. So it'll be around the 20th, 21st.
Gotcha.
And we'll let you know when that happens and where it is at. And sometimes they host them up here. So sometimes the JV one. So we'll see.
All right.
We've got a lot of kids coming back. So it'll be a lot of fun.
They always say. All right, my friend. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, guys. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
All right. Good luck.
Jason Aldean.
Hey, yo, this is Thomas Ritt.
Hey, this is Luke Brown, and you're listening to
my station.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.